It's the dictionary.
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 Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I am your host, Spencer. Part of me is tempted to do this whole episode in a very flat monotone voice because mostly we're going to be talking about flat. But no, I won't do that. I will push forward. Okay, the first word in this episode is flask, F-L-A-S-K, noun from 1549. This is a container often somewhat narrowed toward the outlet and often fitted with a closure, as a broad flattened-necked vessel used especially to carry alcoholic beverages on the person. On the person means on yourself, on your body, somewhere on you. There is a flask. Where is the flask? Who can find Spencer's flask? Bloop, 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 bloop. It's on his person. Of course, I do not have a flask on me right now. We have a couple of flasks just because we're adults, and sometimes you need a flask. The opening is so tiny. You need a tiny little funnel to get the alcohol in there. My issue with them is that they're very hard to clean because how do you get the top part near the hole? They're very not good to clean. I think we need a better design of flask. I don't know. Maybe there's some good ones there out there. Usually it has an enclosure of some kind, I guess. I don't know. What's B? B is British. The synonym is thermos. Just anything. You put your water in it, your coffee in it, your soup in it, your hot chocolate. It's also called a flask to the British people. This word is from Middle French, flosque. I don't know how they would say that. It means powder flask. From the Lower Latin, flascon, flasco, which means bottle. Probably of Germanic origin, akin to the old High German flaska, which means bottle. So yeah, that's what it is. It's just a bottle. A bottle for your liquids. Maybe your powders? I don't know. That was probably for the guns, right? They put the gunpowder in the bottle, and then they'd put it in the thing, and then they go boom, boom. Flask. Anything else about flasks? They come in different shapes and sizes and designs, and some are branded, and there are some, I don't know if you could call them flasks, but there are some fancy things that have been invented, like a beer belly flask that you could take to a game, fill it with alcohol, it makes you look like you have a big belly, and then the spigot to get the liquid comes out of your pants, out of your zipper. And it's a very odd thing. You end up leaving the game smaller than you were before because you had a belly that looked like it was full of liquid, and then you drank the liquid. There's another one. It's a similar idea, but it's a bra. You put the liquid in the bra, and then there's a spigot somewhere. I don't know. People are so creative. Sound effect is just going to be... The next word is the first form of the word flat. Adjective from the 14th century. So many definitions. This is actually our last word. Because we have four forms of flat, this is lots of definitions. 1A, line at full length or spread out upon the ground. The synonym is prostrate. So is this face down? I'm trying to remember, prostrate, is that face down or face up? It's one of them. And the definition doesn't say. 1B, utterly ruined or destroyed. Oh, it's like, oh, I'm destroyed. I'm flat. I am so depressed and sad. I'm just going to lay down on the floor. Sometimes that feels good. 1C, resting with a surface against something. Resting with a surface against something. So I guess if a surface is against something, it's resting on there, and it's flat? Is it flat? 2A, having a continuous horizontal surface. I feel like I need some context for each of these. Having a continuous horizontal surface. The horizontal surface just goes on forever. The horizon, it's flat, but it's not flat. Okay, number 2B. Being or characterized by a horizontal line or tracing without peaks or depressions. No ups, no downs, horizontal line across, it's flat. Oh, we have an example, finally. A flat EEG. Does that mean that the person is dead? There's no activity on this EEG. Which one? Is that the electroencephalogram? Is that the one that's testing the heart? You don't want a flat EEG. Boop! 3. Having a relatively smooth or even surface. It's relatively smooth. It's close enough. It's flat. Number 4. Arranged or laid out so as to be level or even. When you're building a structure or making a table or something, you want it to be flat. You want the legs to be even, the top to be even. Maybe you got to put on one of those, the levels where you see the bubble. It's flat. Oh, we tilt it this way. The bubble is canted. It's tilted. No, we can't have that. We need it flat. Okay, what else we got? Now, number 5A, having the major surfaces essentially parallel and distinctly greater than the minor surfaces. We got major surfaces and minor surfaces, as in a flat piece of wood. Okay, let's try this one again. Having the major surfaces essentially parallel and distinctly greater than the minor surfaces. What are the major and minor surfaces in a piece of wood? Are we talking about the grain? 5B is talking about a shoe heel, very low and broad. If the shoe heel is very low, what is it? It's a short heel. Is that why it's low? It's not a tall heel. It's a low heel and it's broad. So maybe it's wide and that's a flat shoe heel. 6A, clearly unmistakable, as in a flat denial. This one's interesting. How does this connect, like, etymologically to the rest of these flat words, flat definitions? Clearly unmistakable. So a flat denial. Oh, that was that denial. He denied that. Nobody could mistake that he denied that basketball shot. Denied! That's an interesting one. 6B1 is not varying. The synonym is fixed. The example is a flat rate. This is when we're dealing with interest rates, maybe with your mortgage. You want to get a fixed rate so it's not changing. When I first got my condo, it was a fixed rate for 5 years. It was a 5-year ARM, and then the interest rate changed based on what was going on in the economy, where the interest rates were. And at the time, it was very good because my interest rate went way down, because this was after the big old bubble explosion in 2008-ish. Or after that, but then it started going up, and I was like, no, I think I want to get a fixed rate. I don't want to have to deal with this. So now I got a fixed rate. It's not changing. It's a little higher than I'd like it to be, but it's fine. I mean, I don't want any interest at all. That would be great. 0% fixed rate. Boom. Sign me up. 6B2. Having no fraction, either lacking or in excess. Having no fraction, either lacking or in excess. What does this mean? The synonym is exact. As in a flat 10 seconds. I also would say 10 seconds flat. They ran the mile in 10 seconds flat. That's fast. That's a very fast mile, I think. Most miles are like 6, 7, 8 minutes for many people. 9 minutes, 10 minutes. But no, 10 seconds flat. They were not below 10 seconds. They were not above 10 seconds. Right on the nose, 10 seconds. Having no fraction, either lacking or in excess. I'm sorry. I hate this definition. Is it just me? It can't be just me. This definition makes no sense. When you don't know what we're talking about, you need the context. That's why they put in the synonym and the example. But still, I mean, couldn't it be a better definition? Could we write it better? Sorry, dictionary. I hate to be disrespectful. I don't mean to come off that way, but this one gets a thumbs down in my book. Okay, 6B3 is talking about a frequency response. A frequency response? It means not varying significantly throughout its range. So yeah, it's similar to what we had before. Not many peaks and valleys. I think in this context, maybe there's a little bit, just a little bit, but it's still relatively flat. 7A, lacking in animation, zest, or vigor. The synonym is dull. I am lacking in animation, zest, or vigor. I have none of those things, so I am dull and flat. Bleh. 7B, lacking flavor. The synonym is tasteless. Now, maybe this could literally be a piece of food. Ah, that food is flat. That's some flat food right there. Or maybe, I don't know if we're going to see another definition similar, but also, like, maybe your comment was tasteless. Oh, that's a flat comment. Can we use it in this context? I'm not sure. 7C, lacking effervescence or sparkle, as in flat ginger ale. And, you know, I think you could also use this definition to talk about a person. That person is lacking effervescence and sparkle, so they are a flat person. I prefer people who have lots of effervescence and sparkles. 7D, commercially inactive, also characterized by no significant rise or decline from one period to another, as in sales were flat. Our sales weren't going up and they weren't going down. They were steady as she goes. Flat. I mean, hey, you're still making your sales. Making your sales. 7E is talking about a tire. Lacking air. That's the definition. The synonym is deflated. Oh, don't you hate it when you get to your car and the sensor's like, your tire is a little low. And I'm like, no, it's just the cold. And then I drive and it's like, yeah, it's fine. I don't ever want to get to my car and see a flat tire. Blech. Okay, now we have 7F. This is chiefly British, and it's talking about a battery. The synonym is the 3C definition for the word dead. And also the synonym discharged. So I guess in the Britain land, they say that their battery is flat. Maybe in a car battery is flat. Ah, darn it. I got a flat tire and a flat battery. I guess I should just go home and go back to sleep. 8A1 is talking about a tone. Lowered a half step in pitch. Ah, yes, in music, when you got the sharps and you got the flats, and the flats are what you say. If you say A flat is one half note lower than A. So I'm gonna sing a note, and it's not gonna be A, but we're gonna hope it is. Ha. So A flat would be ha. Did I do it right? Close enough, music people? Okay, great. It's a half step lower. Now, there's interesting ones like C and B on the piano keyboard. They're two white notes right next to each other. They're a half note apart. So technically, C flat is actually B, and B sharp is actually C. There's a couple of examples like that. Sometimes there are double flats you'll see. So you'll on the music staff thing. So if it's like G double flat, you take it down two half steps, which is a whole step, which is F. Okay, just a little music education for you. Now we have 8A2. Lower than the proper pitch. Are we still talking about music? I assume so. 8B is talking about the vowel A specifically. Ooh, this is very specific. It means pronounced as in bad or bat. I did not know that that you're calling that a flat A. Bad, bat, ba. That is a flat A? Now let's look at the pronunciation guide we got over here. Let's see. This one, it's probably just the regular A. Yeah, that just shows the A and it says ash, ash, bat, ba, 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 bad. So I guess that's a flat A. It's flat. There's no adjustments, I guess. 9A. Having a low trajectory. Are we talking about a plane trajectory? But it's low, so it's flat. I don't know. 9B. It's talking about a tennis stroke. Made so as to give little or no spin to the ball. I guess you could probably use this for other racket games like racquetball or ping pong. If you just hit it flat, that means the racket, the paddle, is flat to the ball, so you're hitting it, you're putting no spin on it. If you hit it at an angle, you might put some spin on the ball. That's not what we're talking about. We don't want that in this context. We want it to be flat. No spin. Number 10, not having an inflectional ending, as in flat adverbs. We're in the grammar world here. I don't love to spend a lot of time there. Flat adverbs have no inflectional ending. Does that mean, is it how you say the word, or is it the ly at the end of a lot of adverbs have ly? I don't know what we're talking about. Number 11 is talking about a sail, like a boat sail. The synonym is taut. Taut. So we've got to pull it taut and tight, make it a flat sail. And so it's not flipping and flapping in the wind. Flat sail. Flat the sail, they probably say. 12A, uniform in hue or shade. That just means uniform is like consistent. A consistent hue, a consistent shade. Again, no ups and downs, please. I don't want any ups and downs in my hue or shade. 12B, having little or no illusion of depth. Okay, what is an example for this one? Little or no illusion of depth. It's flat. Well, you know, most movies are flat. You put them on the screen, there's no illusion of depth until you make it 3D and put on the 3D glasses. Anything else? Oh, I could do this. It makes you sort of feel like there's, but it's still flat. 12C is talking about a photograph or negative, and it means lacking contrast. We use this in my video work. We usually shoot our video flat. That's sometimes how we describe it, meaning there's not a lot of contrast. The bright parts are near the middle, the dark parts are also near the middle, and so it's very kind of flat. And the reason that we do that is because it allows you to have more control in your color correction afterwards. So it's very, there's no contrast really, no saturation. It looks very bland and flat and gross. Okay, now we have 12D is talking about a lighting condition, just lighting conditions, lacking shadows or contours. this visual that you got here is it's kind of in the middle. Nothing, no crazy lighting, but you know, we got some highlights on the monkey over there and sort of highlights on my side a little bit. It's flat-ish. 12E. It means free from gloss, as in a flat paint. That paint is probably called matte, M-A-T-T-E. Those words rhyme, flat and matte. Is there a connection there? Probably not. Who knows? No gloss. Free from gloss. Sometimes my forehead is flat, and sometimes it's not flat. Sometimes it has all the gloss. 12F is next. The synonym is the number 3 definition for the word two-dimensional, as in flat characters. Characters in a story, a TV show, a movie, a something where there's not a lot of depth to them. Maybe they're kind of tasteless. They're flat. Maybe they don't have any effervescence. They're not that interesting. You don't know a lot about them. They just have one thing that they do. A lot of characters are like that, I feel like. There's just one sort of identity that they have, and everything that they do and say is all about that identity. You look at old sitcoms like, okay, is this a hot take? I don't know. Golden Girls. We were watching the first few seasons of that a while back, and I don't know if you can describe them as flat per se, but just about every single thing that they do or say is all about their one personality trait. It's very... So are those flat characters? I don't know. I feel like they're a little bit more... They're less two-dimensional. They're a little bit more three-dimensional, but I don't know. There's not a lot. It's very simple and formulaic. Number 13... of, relating to, or used in competition on the flat, as in a flat horse. Okay, so this is a horse that is used in competition on the flat. What's the flat? We're probably going to learn about that in the rest of the episode. Number 14, here we go. It's talking about a universe. What? A universe. It means having a mass such that expansion halts only after infinite time and collapse never occurs. Hoo-wee. Okay, so this reminded me of, where did we, what was it? Collapse never occurs, it's flat, it's like the flat sails. It's just consistent. There's no growth, there's no decline, and such that expansion halts only after infinite time. Well, expansion, it only halts after infinite time, an infinite amount of time. That's when expansion will stop. Okay, so expansion is always happening, basically. That's what we can gather from that information, because time, infinite time, is forever. So this universe is expanding all the time, and it will never collapse on itself. There will never be something, gravity, that pulls the universe back together to one little point. And I think some people think that that is the universe that we are living in, that it's flat. What would the other terms be? Static, I feel like, is maybe another one. Dynamic, I think dynamic and static are words that people use. Are we living in a flat universe? Who cares? I don't know. We're all gonna die. A synonym, we have a couple more synonyms for the word flat: level and insipid. Flatly is an adverb. Flatness is a noun. Flattish is an adjective. This word comes from someplace. Old Norse flatter, akin to the Old High German flaz, which means flat, and probably to the Greek word platys, which means broad. I wonder if that's related to platypus. And there's more at the word place. Okay, well, now that we did that huge first form of the word flat, we now have to go, that's my dull flat sound. We are now moving on to the second form of flat, which is a noun from the 14th century. Number 1A, a level surface of land. This is usually used in plural, as in sagebrush flats, also tidal flats. The topology, is that the right word? The topology of this area is not, it's not that interesting. There's no tops and bottoms. There's no topography. It's just flat. So they call them the flats. 1B, a stretch of land without obstacles. Especially a track or course for a flat race. This is usually used with the word the, as in has won twice on the flats. Flats? Plural? Is that what we're doing? Or on the flat? I think it's just singular. Has won twice on the flat, maybe, with a flat horse. Are there times when you're doing... I mean, I guess some races have obstacles or are sort of interesting in that way. But most races, I think, are pretty flat. Number 2, a flat part or surface. As in, the flat of one's hand. The flat part or... What's the flat part of my hand? Is it the top? Is it the bottom, which is now the top when I flip over my hand? Is it flat? It's flat-ish. You know, it's rounded. It's not perfectly flat. Is this flat? Is this flat? I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. Number 3A. A musical note or tone one half step lower than a specified note or tone. So you have specified your note or your tone, and the flat version of that is one half step lower. And we talked about that before, and my singing was great. La, 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 la. Now we have 3B. A character, and then it shows the flat character, on a line or space of the musical staff indicating a half step drop in pitch. And the half step, the flat note, icon, picture, that's what I'm looking for. It looks like a sort of a fancy lowercase b. I don't know if I've ever heard of the reasoning behind why we use that icon there and like the hashtag pound symbol for the sharp. If anybody knows, you can let me know. I could look it up too, I guess, if I wanted to. Should I look up the flat icon symbol? The character? Yeah, it's a fancy little B. Okay, number 4 is just something flat. As 4A, a shallow container for shipping produce. A shallow container. I mean, I know that there are those. That's something different, I guess. Yeah, it's a flat because it's not very deep. It's flat. Shallow. 4B, a shallow box in which seedlings are started. When you're ready to get some little plants growing, you put them in just a little thing. You don't need a big container because they're seedlings. They're tiny. Just a flat one. 4C, a flat piece of theatrical scenery. Maybe this is just like the things on the back. You put them on the back of the stage, and they're flat. You don't need them to have depth. You can paint them to show depth, but just a flat piece of board is all you need. It does wonders to get that sense of illusion. Okay, now we got 4D. A shoe or slipper having a flat heel or no heel, because then the shoe is flat. If it had a heel, it would be like, whoop, all fancy up like that. That's my shoe hand. Number 5 is chiefly British. An apartment on one floor. I have heard this used all the time. It's a flat. Why is it a flat? Is it because literally that the apartment is only a one floor apartment? If you had two floors in your apartment, can you still call that your flat? It's flat because it's flat. There's no ups and downs. It's flat. Clever name. Number 6, A deflated tire. I got a flat. I hate flats. You know why? Because I don't know how to change it. Never learned. Haven't needed to. Fingers crossed. I should probably learn. I know. I'm going to get a lot of hate mail on that one. Number 7. The area to either side of an offensive football formation. The area to either side of an offensive football formation. Why do you call those the flats? So you got your, you got the ball. Your team has the ball. So you're on the offense, and y'all line up. You get ready to do your thing. Bloop, 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 bloop. And, but then on either side of that, there's some space. And those are the, that's the flat? I don't understand that. We're moving on to the third form of the word flat, which is an adverb from 1531. Number 1, in a flat manner. The synonyms are directly and positively. That's interesting. Flat manner. So you're just going. You're not getting distracted. You're not weaving left and right, up and down, physically or metaphorically. You're just going. You're focused. You're making a beeline for that water cooler. Number 2, in a complete manner. The synonym is absolutely, as in flat broke. Oh, you spent all your money? You spent your money in a complete manner, all of it. You got no more money. You're completely, absolutely flat broke. Number 3, below the proper musical pitch. Ooh, below, yeah, I mean, the proper note, the proper musical pitch is the one that we're calling out. A, below it, it's flat. A. That was much more extreme than just flat. Okay, we saw a jazz group play recently, and I don't know if it was just me, but I kind of felt like the saxophone player was just the tiniest little bit flat. And I do not have perfect pitch, but there was something going on that bugged me a little bit. And I don't know if he was flat or if it was just me or if there was something else going on. But it like, ooh, it hurt my ears a little bit. Now we have number 4. Without interest charge. Without interest charge, especially without allowance or charge for accrued interest. As in, bonds sold flat. Bonds sold flat. So there's no interest on these bonds? Is that what we're saying? Okay, great. Give me those bonds. Am I flat in my note? All right, the last one is the 4th form of the word flat, which is a verb from circa 1604. Starting with transitive. Number 1, the synonym is flatten. Can you, maybe you're working with some clay and you need to flatten your clay because you are going to make a wonderful ceramic flapjack. And those are flat. Then maybe they're flatjacks. Number 2, to lower in pitch, especially by a half step. Can you just flat that note, please? Yeah, it sounds real good that way, but I think it'll sound better if you flatten it. Intransitive is to sing or play below the true pitch. So many times music came up here. Fantastic. Well, hey, guess what? We got to pick a word of the episode. We had today, flask, flat. Flat, flat, flat. Well, just because it's different, I'm going to pick flask as the word of the episode. Let's sing a song about flask. Going to a game. I gotta take my flask to the game. Gonna fill up the flask with a tiny little funnel. What am I putting in the flask? It's milk. All right, now I'm gonna tell you about a movie that I watched because I just like talking about movies. Okay, I think we are now at one of them days. This is, it's just a very fun, sort of silly movie, but, you know, it's talking about, essentially, in a comical way, essentially stuff that there are people who are dealing with this in a very, what am I trying to say? It's a very, there are people who live like this, essentially, in this country. And I think that they are, I think they're doing a good job at sort of calling this out as like, this is the life that we are living. And we are struggling with money. Yeah, I don't know. I you know, it's not a world that I am a part of. So I don't want to say a whole lot about it, but I mean, you know, just from a film standpoint, it's just very goofy and funny, and the characters, the actors are great. And you know, it gets kind of serious at times, but it's fun. One of them days. Oh man, we're having one of them days. Ah. All right, that's it for this episode. Thank you for joining me on this ridiculous journey. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye. Flat.